This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Why I Stopped Using Multiple Monitors, by Corey House. A single monitor manifesto. Many developers believe multiple monitors improve productivity. Studies have proven it, right? Well, keep in mind, many of those studies are commissioned from monitor manufacturers like Dell and NEC. Thinking face, despite the fact that multiple monitors make you look like a serious computing badass, I sold my multiple monitor setup a couple years ago and switched to a single monitor. And I'm not alone. Here's why. Focus. Humans can only focus on one thing at a time. So why are we spending money to display multiple things simultaneously? If my email or social media feeds are available at a glance, then I'll check them constantly. This isn't just unnecessary, it's counterproductive. In a world of endless distractions, being able to focus on a single task for an extended period is a seriously valuable skill. Greater than deep work is becoming increasingly hard in our distraction-filled economy, yet greater than also becoming increasingly important and rare. The few who can spend their greater than days on deep work will become extremely marketable and successful. Greater than, Cal Newport in Deep Work. One monitor means my work, and only my work, is displayed front and center. Distractions stay out of sight, and thus, out of mind. Does this look like a place to focus on a task? Two of the most valuable tasks we do on a daily basis require focusing on a single application for extended periods: reading and writing. Both reading and writing benefit from the focus that comes from being the only thing on the screen. A book with a moving Twitter feed in the margin would be a disaster. But many are willingly doing just that. Additional displays often lead to continuously displaying potential distractions. You're much more likely to keep working if your email, social media, and so on aren't visible. As a developer, I write code on a daily basis, so I often read docs. But I rarely need the docs visible at the same time I'm writing code. I read the relevant doc, then code. My workflow is modal. Reduced window management. I ran a 34 inches LG ultra widescreen monitor for a month. At first, I loved it. But after a few days, I was surprised to find my opinion soured. It was far too wide to maximize my windows, so I found myself spending too much time fiddling with windows. What should I put on the left today? What's important enough to be in the middle now? Sure, the screen was wide enough to display multiple windows side by side, but it was so wide that the edges felt uncomfortably distant. So, I found myself constantly moving my work to the center of screen, thus, defeating the whole purpose of a huge display. Jeff Atwood discussed this issue long ago in The Large Display Paradox. His solution? Use software to make moving and resizing windows easier. My solution? Just use a single reasonably sized monitor. Even with handy window management software, multiple monitors present a problem. If I have two monitors, the content isn't directly in front of me. I have to turn my head either right or left, particularly annoying when walking on a treadmill desk, as I often do, see pic below. I could place one monitor directly in front of me, but then the second monitor is even farther to the side, making it clearly a second-class citizen. This again leads to moving whatever I'm working on to the middle screen. As Barry Schwartz explores in The Paradox of Choice, decision fatigue is a real problem. Sometimes, more is less. Greater than choice has made us not freer but more paralyzed, not happier but more greater than dissatisfied. With a single screen, I eliminate decisions. I don't waste time deciding where to drag windows or fiddling with where to place a given window. I maximize the app I'm working with to block out all other distractions, and get to work. Virtual desktops for the win. Both Mac and Windows support virtual desktops now. On my Mac, I can three-finger swipe to quickly switch between multiple virtual desktops. This takes less than a second and it doesn't require me to turn my head and refocus my eyes on content in a different spot. But I don't waste cycles on this arrangement either. The far left virtual desktop is always my browser, the one to the right is my editor. So I treat virtual desktops like physical screens that reliably present the same content. The three boxes at the top represent three virtual desktops. A three-finger swipe instantly switches between them, in no more time than it would take to turn my head and look at a separate monitor. As a side note, if you're on a Mac, be sure to disable auto-rearrange. Same workflow when remote. I often work remote in coffee houses, libraries, public parks, outside on the deck, and on planes. I take my 15 inches MacBook Pro, review, everywhere. Since I work on a single screen at home, my workflow isn't impacted when I'm away from my desk. I just keep using virtual desktops to get things done. Last week I enjoyed working from the beach without any impact to my normal workflow. When I had multiple monitors, I had to rearrange my windows every time I undocked my machine. Now there's no friction when I undock. All windows remain maximized, and they remain in the same position on my virtual desktops. It's like having an unlimited set of virtual monitors that are always in the same position, wherever I work. My preferred monitor for getting things done, I prefer using a single 24 inches 4K. Why 24? Because if you want to get actual work done, bigger isn't necessarily better. 24 inches is large enough to display a single application full screen. And it's large enough to display two apps side by side in the rare instances that I truly need to see two things simultaneously. I use BetterTouch tool on Mac and simply hit Win plus arrow on Windows. However, 24 inches is small enough that you can maximize all applications without needing to move your head or eyes much to see the screen edges. Remember, maximize all the things. Maximized equals focused. Here's my current setup. Dell 2415Q on Ergotron monitor arm. Walking on a treadmill keeps me focused, fit, and awake during the day. I no longer struggle with comfy chair-induced drowsiness. The treadmill rolls out of the way when I'm tired and ready to sit. Why 4K? High DPI reduces fatigue. Text is much crisper. And prices are finally reasonable, so if you don't own a high DPI display yet, buy one. And a 24 inches 4 Kelvins has more dots per inch than larger 4K screens, so it's crisper. Any MacBook Pro built in the last few years can push a 4K display at 60Hz over DisplayPort. Many recent Windows laptops can do so as well. So why do so many workers demand multiple monitors? I believe it's a case of the illogical allure of extremes. Greater than too much of anything becomes its opposite. Tim Ferriss, too much monitor becomes a distraction. So when it comes to monitors, I embrace these maxims. Less is more. Quality over quantity. Location, location, location. Follow me on Twitter, at HowScoreComments. Chime in below or on Hacker News. Corey House is the author of multiple courses on JavaScript, React, Clean Code, .NET, and more on Pluralsight. He is principal consultant at ReactJSConsulting.com, a software architect at VinSolutions, a Microsoft MVP, and trains software developers internationally on software practices like front-end development and clean coding. Corey tweets about software development as at HowScore. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.